number one is from the Milwaukee Public Museum, submitting an informational quarterly financial update. This went to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment, which took no action, and this is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. I'm Michael Bratz. I'm the Chief Financial Officer of the Milwaukee Public Museum. Just wanted to give you a brief update on the latest with what's happening at the Public Museum. From the standpoint of attendance, we've been having a relatively good year in the base museum attendance. We're up about 15%. Theater attendance is about flat with the prior year. As we've talked about in earlier meetings, the museum is having a difficult year financially this year because of the shortfall that we had with the Cleopatra exhibit. That being said, we've taken a number of actions to reduce our operating expenses, not only in this year, but going forward. So while the museum will end up showing a loss for this year, we believe we've repositioned the museum for an improved fiscal year starting in September, September 1st with our new fiscal year. This third quarter, our third fiscal quarter ended at the end of May, and we actually, on a financial basis, were able to book a $1.2 million gain in the quarter. If you look at our financial results through the first 9 months of the year, we've generated $11.4 million worth of revenue. We had $12.4 million of operating expense. And then that left, so that's a $1 million loss. Then we have pension and post-retirement benefits, which was another $560,000. So on an unrestricted basis, we have a loss of $1.6 million. We benefited, however, though, in the quarter in that we received some substantial gifts for restricted programs at the museum, which then reduces our year-to-date loss to $370,000. Those restricted gifts are great for the long term for the museum and for those programs they support. They unfortunately don't help with paying the day-to-day bills as those funds are restricted. So we are having a tough year this year, but as I said, I think we've put in the changes to the structure that will allow us going forward not to have to depend upon these traveling exhibits to offset losses in the base museum operation. Historically, we had a situation where we were losing $1 million in the base museum and using these traveling exhibits to make $1 million to basically come out break even, and we've restructured ourselves so that we can keep the museum planning on a break-even basis, and if the traveling exhibits do produce something for our operation, great, we can reinvest that money back into the museum, but it's not something we'd be counting on. I did just want to make one comment, too, about this came up in the Parks Committee, and I wanted to clarify something. There is a county-funded facilities project that was approved for $1.4 million on the north and south sides of the museum building, your building, there's marble facades, and those facades are being replaced because of the crumbling and spalling that's occurred on them. We had put forth a plan that if you look at the total budget of $1.4 million, $200,000 of that goes to DAS for project management, overhead, et cetera. So $1.2 million to actually do the work. We've come up with a way to put photovoltaic cells, panels on the south side of the building, obviously not the north side because the sun isn't there, but on the south side, and to be able to do all that within the $1.2 million budget. I think there was some misunderstanding at the Parks Committee where they thought we were going to be spending $1.5 million, but counting on $300,000 in energy savings in the future to bring it within the $1.2 million. No, that's not the case. We would be willing. We can do it within the $1.2 million, and yes, if we get the energy savings going forward, then that will further help our situation. But I wanted to clarify that point so there wasn't confusion on that.
Thank you. thanks. Any questions? Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I think because of comments in parks, I've got a couple of comments to make. I am a board member since 2005. I came on the board when this museum was in dire straits. Didn't have the oversight that we're seeing today. A lot of reasons I won't go into it, but the reason to mention that is because since that time, there have been incredible strides made. I know one of the arguments, of course, I opened my big mouth at the time when we had to vote whether we should even continue our association with the museum at that time. They had previous two administrations before this. The individual was CEO, CFO, CME, had all the titles. It was a bad thing. Maybe some of you remember that. Certainly Mr. Katie, Mr. Hare, and others in the room remember that because they had to start a special committee to look at the finances. A museum had a lot of hoops to go through, and I was willing to take on the assignment, and I was named to be on this as representative of our board to the museum. I am happy to say, and challenges remain for all our public-private institutions. We're going through that process now. In finance, the last couple of years, we've asked people to be more creative, to try to take on more responsibility. We know that our portions will be put into all these various organizations, like the museum, like the historical society, like the war memorial, et cetera, and includes the museum, too. These are jewels we all don't want to lose, I think, all of us. I think, we begrudgingly agree on that. I think when it came down to the vote, I spoke up on the floor and I said, look what these organizations, and most particularly the public museum, because that was the situation, what they do for our community. Is this amenity, is this something we want to, treasure we want to lose? Particularly, I pointed out about for generations of children, how many children they serve, and what this means to history and our knowledge, et cetera. So I guess in our report, as a member of the board there, we've asked some questions. The new administration with Jay Williams has come forward. Cleopatra was a major reason for this. We asked, will this be a good idea to rely on special exhibits to balance a budget? We are no longer going to rely on special exhibits to balance the budget. What you have to do to sustain yourself is your annual budget and your attendance. The positive things here, there are obviously negative things, and they've been mentioned, by the way. You've all read them, okay? The positive things I mentioned I want to emphasize to try to be fair here and to have some optimism is that overall, museum attendance is up significantly, 15%. What we don't see in these numbers, in particular, I'm happy to see, they have made a wonderfully concerted effort to bring more and more school children. I think that's up at least 12%. Maybe Mr. Bernatz could mention that if he wants specifics. Particularly special programs with MPS. Disadvantaged students coming to the museum or wouldn't be able to normally come. There's a fossil fuel thing that was mentioned. I was listening to parks as a committee member, or a board member, I should say. I'm familiar with that. They spend significant monies in getting reductions for buses, particularly the city buses, MPS schools, to come to the museum. So there is obviously, you don't get up 12% by just sitting around. You obviously have to make contacts with schools, have to try to give some reasons for coming, some advantages, less money for the buses, et cetera. So I think, and also, there was very significant debt. Their endowment was about near zero in 2005. Maybe Mr. Bernas could mention what the endowment is now. We've retired about $10 million in bank debt. So we've done some, and I'm speaking as a board member now, done some very significant things. And I think this board, I try to watch very carefully. I ask them to be candid. They are very candid. These are the reality of things. And as a board, we're going to have to look at some things, not only with the public museum, but our future with the other private organizations, public-private organizations, the buildings that we have, the art museum, the historical society, war memorial. You're familiar with all these. So this is a package of things that are to come. And I just thank you for the time and for allowing me to make those comments, Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks for the comments. Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wondering if we could hear some detail on the costs, the reduction in operating expenses. that has happened in light of the poorer than expected performance of the Cleopatra exhibit.
Yes. Well, part of the cost base of reductions, as part of those contracts, there's certain royalties that go back to the exhibitor based on the ticket sales. So obviously, as we had less attendance and fewer ticket sales, they got less in royalty. As we were going through that exhibit, though, we saw the trend happening, and so, you know, some of the other aspects that we tried to cut back on, you know, were some of the marketing expenses that were originally planned. We actually, you know, as part of the negotiation with the exhibitor, we were able to achieve some reductions from some of their vendors that were requiring certain payments with that we negotiated reductions in. And so that's all part of the reduction in expenses that occurred with that exhibit. In addition, as I mentioned, we've taken other steps within the museum to cut back on any and all discretionary monies. We were able to work out, with the support of our union, a new agreement on healthcare costs that we have implemented July 1st, which moves the museum to a high deductible healthcare plan. Just so that you understand the dollars and cents, we spend about $900,000 a year on healthcare for the museum employees. We were looking at a 15.5% increase, or $140,000 increase. We went back and worked together with the union on looking at options, and we came up with moving to a high deductible plan that, in the end, instead of going up 15%, is going to save us about 8%. So that's part of the restructuring that I've talked about in terms of improving going forward into our next fiscal year, how we're going to be on a balanced budget basis on just the museum only and not having to count on income from traveling exhibits.
Any further? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any other questions of Mr. Brandt? If not, thank you. And we don't need to take any action on this. This is informational.